Angels and Astros get going on a series in Houston Friday. The return of Cameron Maben just off the 10-day DL. He's one of the Angels on base in the top of the second inning. It's already 1-0 Angels. Second and third, Brad Peacock pitching to Cole Calhoun.
And Calhoun lines it in the right. That's a base hit. That'll score a run as Espinoza comes in. Around third and coming in now is Maben, and he'll score as well. It's a two-run single for Calhoun and a 3-0 lead for the Angels.
Takes off. Here's the pitch. It's a strike, throw down, not in time. Head first slide, ball gets into center. Charging is Marisnik, but Maben able to make it into third base. So it's going to be a stolen base on an error by the catcher. Pitch from Hoyt, and that's belted into right field. That's a base hit. So another two-strike hit for the Angels as Calhoun with an RBI single makes it a 5-2 ball game in favor of the Angels.
Well, that's unfortunate, as you mentioned, able to get ahead in the count, but unable to put Calhoun away in a hard hit single.
Rifles this one to left field, slicing away from the left fielder, Young Jr., and he makes the catch on the dive. Wow, what a play by the left fielder, robbing extra bases from Marwin Gonzalez. Here's the pitch, it's popped into left center field, chasing Aoki back onto the warning track, and that ball is gone. A drive by Martin Maldonado, a two-run job into left center field. Makes it an 8-2 ball game in favor of the Angels now. For Maldonado, that's his fifth of the year.
Third win in the last four games for the Angels. Friday's final is 9-4 in Houston. The Astros' streak of 12 games with at least five runs came to an end. Matt Shoemaker wins, going seven innings of four-run ball, a walk, and four strikeouts. Cameron Maben, 3-for-4, scores four runs with a career-high four steals. He now leads the American League with 17. The Astros dropped the first game of their series with the Angels 9-4 on Friday. Here's Astros manager A.J. Hinch.
It was not our night on the mound. I think we had close to eight or nine free bases in some capacity. It felt like they had somebody on base virtually every inning, and they put a lot of pressure on us, and it just wasn't our night on the mound. We didn't execute the pitches we needed to, and they took advantage of it. They had traffic all the time. And came up with some big hits, so it was never really a comfortable inning. Once I put him in, it was. And to try to help our bullpen, I mean, that's obviously what his role was going to be, you know, moving in. He had the clean inning to start, which was nice to see. It was the first clean inning of the night, meaning a zero. And then, you know, just thought he fell a little bit out of whack there in the eighth inning. Tony came and picked him up. No, we were aware. They let us know early today what their situation was privately before they announced things.
When he's on base, running like that, great pressure.
Yeah, no, it made me wish he spent one more day on the DL. To be honest, you know, he can create a lot of havoc. I've got personal history with him. I've seen him good, a couple of infield hits, and then he does, you know, create some issues for us on the bases. So he obviously had a good night at the top of their order. Yeah, no, I thought he flashed his good stuff. You know, he was very anxious. I felt like he was a little quick tonight. He was working fast. Delivery was fast. His tempo was fast. Everything about tonight, you know, will be a blur for him, just being his debut. You know, I like the arm strength. I think he threw some pretty good changeups. He threw a couple breaking balls that were good. And then I think he also learned that you have to execute. I mean, there are some pitches that he'd probably try to get back if he could that they did some damage on. But guy in his early 20s, you know, trying to find his way and find his niche and racing through the minor leagues to get to this level at his age and control his emotions and flash his good stuff is a very promising prospect. You know, I mean, obviously we, you know, in a game like this, it doesn't feel very good because we were getting our way back into that game. But, you know, it looked like he just was late picking up Gary. Gary was holding him, you know, from every angle outside of Bregman, who was running away from the ball. We could see that Simmons was going to make the play. And he's trying to get a good break with two outs and take a good turn, especially at our left field. It's hard to score on a ground ball base hit anyway. And it was just a time where he didn't pick up the third base coach in time, at least what it looked from mine. I haven't talked to him. We'll look at it and, and, and see what exactly happened. But you know, obviously, it's a tough mistake when you're behind and working your way back. It was a bad mistake.
Brad Peacock took the loss for the Astros, lasting just 3, 7 hits, 4 runs, and 4 walks. Here's Peacock on his effort Friday.
Didn't feel right out there tonight. They put together some good at-bats, and I paid for it, but I just wasn't getting ahead. Fastball didn't feel good tonight. Slider actually felt pretty good, but you know, they were kind of taking it and not swinging at it. They did a good job, good at-bats.
The Maven's getting on and running. Just what kind of havoc does that create for you?
I mean, yeah, he's a fast guy. I mean, I got to be a little quicker to play there. I definitely didn't do my job tonight for sure.
What's it like when you don't feel like you have it and you're trying to just kind of work through or find something?
Yeah, the whole time I was just trying to find it. But, you know, you got to learn from it and move on and get them next time.
Given how you pitched during this season, you think something you can write for the next start?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll work with Strami and talk with McCann and see what I was doing wrong. But, yeah, I'll just go back and look at some video, see what happened for sure.
The series continues on Saturday with Ricky Nolasco pitching for the Angels. Mike Fiers takes the mound for the Astros.